It is that time of the week that you love so much.
Life Unscripted on Spin Now with Katie.
And this week, the most inspirational woman you are going to meet is joining me on the line. 75 years young, the lovely Colette O'Hagan. Colette, how are you today?
I'm very good today. Just ran a marathon there a little while ago. So I'm on the next journey to 1,000 plus marathons.
It is crazy, Colette. It is absolutely crazy. Recently, you are the one woman across the UK and Ireland that has completed 1,000 marathons. And you're in the UK at the moment. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
I'm actually in the I'm in the UK at the moment. I'm running 10 marathons in 10 days. So today was day one, and that went fine. It was, the weather's good so far. And it's nice. A nice little group of people are running it. So there's about 30 of us, I'd say, during the 10 days. So it's in a little place called Gravesend in Kent in the UK. So nice. It's nice to be able to do these things. And they're a challenge in their own way. Like, you just take it each day. Like, people say, how do you do 10 marathons in 10 days? And I said, you don't overthink them. You just stand on the start line and you go and you finish. And that's in between then is, you know, it could be a struggle one day and it could go really well the next day. So you never know.
It's absolutely inspiring though, Colette. I hope you didn't mind me mentioning your age, 75 years of age, and you are running marathons. Take us back to the very beginning, Colette. Can you remember your first ever marathon?
Oh, yeah. I can remember quite a lot of the marathons. Actually, I do remember the first marathon very, very well, because it was in 1990. And in those days, like, there was very little women running. So you kind of felt out of place. I did, actually, standing on the start line, I see all these fit-looking men, and I'm thinking, what on earth are you doing here? What have you let yourself in for? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got started, and I've done all the training and everything went well. Everything fell into place, so to say, on the day. And I actually loved it. So it was really the start of this journey onto, I never set out to do 1,000 marathons. I don't think anybody does. It's just enough, a progression of constantly running them and constantly maybe doing the odd 10. I do kind of a lot of 10 and 10, like 10 and 10, maybe three times in a year. So that kind of puts the numbers up. And it's like, I enjoy that challenge of the 10. Do you know what I mean? So a lot of people wouldn't like be doing marathon every day for 10 days. But I just enjoy the challenge and just take each day as it comes rather than overthink it and think I've got all these marathons still to do and stuff like that. So just relax and enjoy them.
Well, tell us a little bit about the dedication it takes. You know, like, did you do this consistently over the years? I know that you did it for fun and you did it because of the community that you're surrounded in. But what type of dedication does it take to get up and say, you know what, no matter what the weather, no matter what's going on in life, I'm going to go out and run today?
Well, it definitely takes a strong mind, because there is times like it can be quite tough, and it's not even just running the marathons. It's maybe because I don't drive, so sometimes I might be standing at train stations waiting on hours. I might have just ran a marathon and haven't had a shower, and you're shivering with the cold, and you're standing there waiting on the train to come, and that requires a lot of dedication, and you have to have a good focus on what you're doing as well. So it's a lot of dedication. It's also having a good attitude towards your marathons, and again, a little bit of gratitude that you can do them. But really, it's dedication. You have to be dedicated to it. You have to also be very focused on it. And because if you lose your focus, you may just decide, I'm not doing these kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean? So you have to stay very focused, very dedicated. And obviously, you have to prepare yourself to, you're giving up a lot, and even though people say you're running all the time, but you are giving up a lot of your freedom as well, that you could be more with your family, and it's time away from your family. Like, I'll be away now for the 10 days, and that, to me, is hard enough, because you're missing your family, and they're missing you. So to be doing these things, it is tough enough in that sense, that you're actually leaving your family behind you, and you're kind of worried a bit about them. Are they okay? Are they coping all right without you and stuff like that? But it's quite a challenge, really, overall. Like, it's not just the running, it's the challenge of getting to the venues, booking all the marathons, booking somewhere to stay, and getting from A to B. Because when I got over from Gatwick, I hadn't a clue how to get to Gravesend, but Google Maps is a great thing, so I just put in Gravesend, and actually it told me where exactly where to go, like what train, what to get, and what time the train was. So it's all that, walking all that out in your head, you know, can be quite challenging, never mind the marathons.
Wow. Like, tell me a little bit about how you think this has served your body and mind over the years, though.
Oh, it's made me much, much, much better person. It's made me a much stronger person. And I think it helped me to be, I'm quite healthy. So I think it's a good, healthy sport to be in. And I think overall for my age and stuff like that, I think if you keep going, no matter what age you are, just keep moving, even if it's walking. Or so, I think it keeps your bones very strong. And it also keeps you very mentally strong, which also means that you can face any challenges in life, which everybody has challenges in life, different types of challenges, whether they're mental or physical or whatever. So I think running has really made me a better person. And I also, when I go home after my run, I also in a far better mood, if you know what I mean. You mightn't want to go out for your run, and then when you do go out, you come back and you really are a better person. You always regret not going out for a run, but you don't regret going out for one.
That's for sure. I love that statement, because you would regret missing the run, but you never regret doing it.
It's like, yes, it is. Like, it is weird to say, maybe I'll not go out today. And as soon as, if you let that into your head, you won't go out. Do you know what I mean? And then you will regret it. Like, even if you only go out for a mile or 2 miles or whatever, once you get out and do something every day, I think it's good.
How important is the community, Colette? Like, you built a community around you of friends for life, if I'm right in saying.
Oh, it's just amazing. The community, like, even when I was doing my 1,000 marathons, the community where I live in Dundalk, they were amazing. There wasn't one bit of negativity towards me. It was all so much positive. And I've got loads of really nice running friends. And it's lovely to meet them. There's a great camaraderie between runners. And we all try to help each other. We're all different paces and stuff like that. But we're all kind of, we just like one big family, to be honest. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You look out for them. You help them. You might, for me, that's done quite a few marathons. Some people might want a little bit of advice. I only can give the advice on the way I run. Like, I wouldn't be a top runner now or anything like that. You know what I mean? I'm just middle of the road, middle of the back of the pack, that kind of runner now. So, but I have got a lot of experience of running marathons. And one of them is that you must be very focused and dedicated to it. And just even take some enjoyment out of them. You know, if you're running a marathon, some people don't look happy, say, I wish this was over kind of stuff. But I think if you have a nice, positive attitude, it goes a long way.
That's for sure. Colette, dare I ask, do you ever plan on stopping running?
Well, at the minute, no, because I feel that my body's not ready to stop yet. But there will probably come a time when it'll say enough. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So people had asked me, oh, when you do your 1,000, are you going to stop? And I say, I reckon that for me to stop, it would be the worst thing I could do.
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know, I'm a reasonable level of fitness now. And as you age, you can't bank that fitness. You have to keep at it all the time to keep in good shape and a good form, you know, your body in good form and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just going to continue on the journey. Now, I have no kind of goal. I'm not saying I'm going to do 1,000 and whatever. I'm just going to see where I go. Do you know what I mean?
And enjoy the journey along the way.
Yeah, and enjoy the journey. I don't know what I'll end up doing, but I know time might just, you know, as you get older and older, it will probably be harder to run marathons. And maybe I get too slow, and then you can't be running marathons if you're too slow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're on kind of a time, some of these marathons have time limits. And if you're not going to run that time, and then you can't enter the marathon, do you know? So as long as I can do them, Kate, I will keep doing them. Do you know what I mean? Because I do love them, and I do love the challenge. Because a 10 in 10 is a huge challenge. It really is.
It really is.
Mentally and physically, it is a huge challenge. So you got to, in those 10 days, you've got to look after yourself. You got to have your rest, and you get up the next morning and do it again. And it does require a lot of real strong will and strong mind.
Well, Colette, today is day one of 10 and you still have another 9 to go. You're an absolute inspiration. If there was anyone out there that wanted to start up running or was thinking, I'm not able to do this, what advice would you give them?
Oh, I'd say don't just go out and try it. Because just at least try it. When you go out, just run for a bit and then take a little walk if you have to. But try it. People say, oh, I can't run, but they don't, haven't tried it. So I would advise them to try it and take it easy at the start and build up to the 5K. The 5K park run is a great place to start because you could start running and walking that, and then all of a sudden you'd be running them. So very slowly build up, because it took me a few years to build up to the high mileage that I do now. Do you know? So it's not going to be instant. So you have to have patience with it as well. Like people say, oh, how am I going to get even to 5K? You have to take the time to do it and allow your body to adapt to the distance. My body is adapted now to long distance. It recovers very well from, I'll recover very well in between the marathons. So that's how I can go out and do tomorrow and the next day and so on. So I think you need to give yourself, allow yourself the time to build up the mileage. And when you have the mileage built up, not to let it slip too much. Because a lot of people do that to get the marathon done and then they just let it go and they have to build up again. That's okay if you're young. But for me, I have to keep going and keep myself at a certain level of fitness all the time.
That's an amazing piece of advice, Colette. Colette, I could talk to you all day, but listen, you need to rest up for tomorrow's marathon. I really, really appreciate you taking the time to speak to our listeners.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, Kate. It really is. And thank you for having me on. Thank you so much.
Not at all. Do keep it here. Lots more on the way. But let's get back to some hit music now.